Hey, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
And it's not about that.
It's this almost week, always about that, sorry, is what I say at the end of the intro, is what I say.
I sort of made it up. This week, we're not at home. We're on the road. We're in Palm Desert. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the sunshine. Get a Mai Tai, put a cocktail in your hand, get some potato chips, and be in the desert with us.
Thank you so much for being here in the hot, hot sunshine. The camera did shut off later in the episode, but we turn it right back on after we put it in the fridge. That's not a joke. Hit it, Grant.
Dun, dun, dun.
Let's do some square breathing together. Mm-hmm. We'll do.
Okay, do you need me to accompany
So it'll be
you?
In through the nose, out through the mouth.
Okay.
And you can follow my lead. Here we go.
Okay.
Time. You remember that?
Yeah. Yes.
Every last fiber feeling. Relaxed, every last fiber feeling full of light, every last fiber feeling darkness and light at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Hold both truth, both sides truthfully and equally.
Wow.
Try to enjoy each episode equally. The work is mysterious and important.
The work is mysterious and important.
Don't kill the baby goats.
Do you know what I think I hold equally? Here's what I hold equally. I hold equally that peanut M&Ms are the best M&Ms, and also mini M&Ms out of the tube are also the best M&Ms.
They're two different genres of food. They're two different categories.
They're not two different genres of food. They're both M&Ms.
No, because a peanut M&M, that's a protein.
That's a meal.
That's a protein.
That's for bulking.
That's a protein, babe. That is lunch.
That's protein, babe.
And a mini M&M is a nice little treat.
But here's, I feel like, sorry, I needed to fix my headphones. Should we tell the people why we are where we are and why it sounds like, and what's going on?
Okay, so for the listener, it may sound horrible to you. And that has to do with the fact that we are sitting in my parents' backyard in Palm Desert, California. And Gabe is choosing during the show to be the moment that he sort of untangles all the wires that are spread across the backyard.
Spread across the fire pit in our
spread
parents'
Spread across
backyard.
The fire pit.
All right, now I'm feeling much better.
But,
yeah.
We're on a little trip because my grandparents are in town.
What side of the family?
And so are Gabe's and so are Grant's and my dad's side of the family.
Yeah.
And we never, ever, ever get to see them because they're in the Midwest and we are famously not anymore.
And famously. Famously.
And so it is so fun to be able to spend time with them.
So that's why this has kind of a desert vibe, this episode. It has a breathing. It's got a bit of a yogi sort of energy to it. It's got a little like, we're making art out of trash and we're gathering together and we're holding hands. We've joined each other in this moment to write down our wishes for the rest of 2025 on a piece of paper.
Really?
And then we're all going to fold those pieces of paper together into one giant origami crane.
I wish for a brand new car for free.
Okay, do you need a new car though?
Yeah, I do.
You've been saying that you want to get a new car because of baby coming.
Well, okay, so I got a little bit derailed because Gabe and Lauren are having a baby in a month.
Pew, pew, pew.
And
come when on, bro.
When I found out they were having a baby, I said to myself, oh, gosh, darn it. I need to get an SUV. Because I'm not putting a child in my 2013 Kia Forte.
Though that thing do run.
That thing do run, and it has run. So if anyone wants to buy it, please. it's actually been very good to me as a car. But I told my friends that. I was like, I need to get an SUV because there's a baby coming. And my friend Gabby said, you know you're not the mom, right?
Damn. You know you're not the mom, right?
She really cooked me with that one.
She really did.
She really cooked my ass with that one. So
okay, I'm pulling up this video that I really would like to get Allie's reaction on, Grant's reaction on it as well, whenever we're ready for that kind of thing. But I'm not sure. Are we technologically equipped?
Yeah, to it's do just such
audio. I just care about you guys hearing the audio of it. And it's sort of something that I find... I stumbled across this video, this little section of a speech from a famous actor that I found to really hit home for me. Okay. And I just wanted to know if it...
Well,
if
now
it,
that you're doing the setup, I think you should probably just do it now.
If you guys understand, you know, if it registers for you. Can we hear... I just want to make sure we can hear the beginning of this.
The most depressed person of the family? It's
okay, here we go. Ready? Here it is. You got a little teaser. Here we go. This speaks to my soul, and I want to know what you guys think.
The most depressed person of the family, it's not mother, not father, not daughters. It's the eldest son. The eldest son carries the rage. No one often notices. He was raised to be the pillar, to be strong enough to absorb everyone's burdens, yet never fragile enough to break under them. Expectations became his inheritance, the quiet, suffocating kind that weighed heavier than his own dreams.
He is the one
who must succeed, provide,
so
protect,
stupid.
And never falter. But in the provide, process of becoming protect? Everyone's safety net, he lost the right to fall himself.
Totally.
Anyway.
Where would you like us to begin?
Wherever you feel like you'd want to begin. Do you want to know what actor really spoke that?
I don't care. I don't trust
him. Okay, well, it was Danny DeVito.
That's crazy.
So over there
the Jersey Mike's guy?
Yeah, Mike's guy.
Okay,
Danny DeVito, the Jersey
what
Mike's
he's famous
guy.
For. Okay, so the beginning of that when he said the eldest son carries the rage.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first... Stop. This is such the most ridiculous diatribe anyone's ever gone on in the history of ever. Who, Grant, if you had to choose one of us in the family that you believe carries the rage, who do you think would be in last place in terms of person carrying the rage?
First of all, what do we mean when we say carries the rage?
In any definition.
Okay.
Gabe is carrying the rage the least. By any definition of carrying the rage, Gabe comes in last.
I carried the rage.
No, this is so...
I carry the rage. I have all the rage inside me. I carry the rage.
No!
What if it was...
That was kind of cool.
That was kind of sick, huh?
Yeah.
Should I be in a screamo?
No.
Okay. Okay, so carries the rage. I come in last.
The other thing was...
You don't know what's going on deep in here. You don't know what's going on deep on the insides of me.
I actually think I do.
I only show you what I want you to see.
Right, of course.
I only show you what I want you to see.
Of course, totally. But the other thing that I think is fascinating... The other thing that I think is fascinating is the provide and protect bit. I'm trying to think of a time...
This is where I'm about to get slammed.
I'm trying to think of a time where you've done either of those things really just ever.
Provide. Okay, one time when I was rich, when I was 23.
Yeah.
I went to the Patagonia outlet for Christmas. Remember that Christmas?
Right, and you got everyone...
And I provided everyone with Patagonia quarter zips. You remember that, Grant?
And that was a result of the pressure that he was feeling as the eldest son.
Uh-huh, because I carry the rage.
Because he carries the rage.
I carry the rage of the family.
That's
It's really weighing me down day to day.
Grant, how did that speech feel to you?
The slowest microphone grab I've ever seen. Not interested.
I didn't
listen.
I mean, it's there isn't yet. Yeah, like, of course, Gabe played that, but I like it. But I like it a little more that I now that I knew it was the Jersey Mike's guy.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
Do you think that other eldest sons are really having that experience in the world, or do you think that's just like a gross miscalculation of the expectation on men in current day?
I think. Whoa. I feel like the youngest kid carries the most of it.
Rage? Expectation?
No, not expectation. But like,
I feel like
rage and like they didn't get what the older kids got.
Whoa, I feel like it's the opposite.
And
wow.
You didn't get what we got?
Get into it. Hey, everybody, welcome to an episode of The Middles, which is a podcast inside, Mom said, where the two middle siblings.
Podcast within a podcast where we talk about how the middle siblings are more important and should be honored more greatly. I would say, not to like make myself the center of this.
Feel free.
I would hate to do that. But I would say that if anything, that speech applies a little bit more to an eldest daughter of a family.
Why?
There's more expectation on the oldest daughter.
I think that speech works if we're talking about like Game of Thrones era,
sure,
where like
sure,
where like your dad is the king of blah blah blah, and you're the firstborn son.
If you were being passed a kingdom in like a really violent like Renaissance era, sure, but you're a comedian in 2025.
But not when your dad was a preacher and you went to art school. You know what I mean? It's a different sort of expectations are out the window when you say, I'd like to major in musical theater.
Right. Then you're no longer carrying the rage, or you're carrying
a different kind of rage.
Do you hear the people sing? Singing the songs of angry men. It is a music of the dead, and there will not be slaves again. Well, I mean, do you want to know the truth? I knew the words to that song, but I didn't want to sing it word for word because that
felt
like
it would have been embarrassing.
Much.
It would have been embarrassing.
And that's back around to being even worse.
Yeah.
We're back around to being the most embarrassing we could possibly
instead of just committing. Grant and I have been talking lately. Do you know this?
Sorry.
That Grant is
I'm
something happening behind
they're
us?
Trying to get my mom out of the pool right now.
Oh, currently, as we speak on this podcast, we're trying to get my mom out of the pool.
Our grandmother is trying the pool for the very first time, and it's a team effort to get in and out.
Yes. It was very funny, her getting in, screaming.
Her getting in, she was so delighted and nervous that she was laying on a floaty screaming for the first like 10 minutes.
Everyone was cry laughing. It was very, very good.
Yeah, it was cute.
Very good for the soul. You know, Grant's into, Grant is into Little Shop of Horrors now.
What do you mean Grant's into Little Shop of Horrors? How did that happen, Grant?
Talk about it.
You're into it?
He came up to me the other day. Go ahead.
What did I say?
You came up to me and you said, dude, Suddenly Seymour?
Oh, Suddenly Seymour bangs. No.
What are you talking about?
Because this was...
How did this happen?
As we've talked about... I can't believe we went... As we've talked about on this episode many times before, I go down like... You know what? We should have a new segment called Grant's Gummy Rabbit Hole.
Yeah.
And this was one of my gummy rabbit holes was...
Yeah.
Little Shop of Horrors, and more specifically, Suddenly Seymour.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely bangs, bro.
That song is
who
so
good.
Who
were you listening to, not to be nerdy, but who was singing it when you were feeling like it was banging?
I just looked, whatever's on Spotify.
Oh.
So the original Broadway cast.
I don't know.
So let me look.
Suddenly Seymour.
Does it bang when your sister, standing
when your sister
beside
me.
Okay.
We've had too many
musical theater songs right up top.
Well, can I tell you that I'm actually feeling kind of
Ellen Green. Ellen Green.
That
and hey, shout out to Ellen Green. People in the comments, go ahead, hit up Ellen. Shout out Ellen Green. We love you.
Grant thinks that your song is a banger.
That song is a banger. Well, here, the thing I like, we were talking about it earlier because I was showing him the clips of the dentist scene from the movie version.
Sure.
And I'll send a screenshot and we can throw it up in here. But they made, when the dentist is doing his whole thing, they're having so much fun in the making of that movie. They made a fake mouth. Have you seen this? So the shot is like
POV, you're the tongue of a person.
POV, you're my tongue.
POV, you're my tongue. That's going to get clipped horribly.
Gross.
It's like as if the camera's in the back of someone's throat, but they obviously like built a giant mouth that they're shooting through so that he can like, it's like forced perspective. It's really fun. This is my whole speech on musicals. Musicals, when they're over the top and dumb and crazy and fun, we win.
Anything in life has to be in on its own joke.
Oh my gosh. Serious musicals, stop. Hold on.
Really good serious musicals.
Okay. Such as?
Parade.
Okay, that show rocks. Shout out Michael Tacconi.
Got him right away.
Michael Tacconi, our buddy Michael Tacconi is in the tour of that right now. They're coming to LA.
Let's all go.
We'll see you there. We'll do a mom said showing at the lobby of the Pantages.
In Hollywood, California, the worst place in America. Speaking of Michael Tacconi, talking about Michael makes me think of his wife, which makes me think of the fact that we had a baby shower for Lauren 2 days ago, in which...
Yes.
And you're never going to believe this.
Talk about the elements. Talk about what was there before you get to the jazz.
So
paint the picture.
So like anything that we do, we can't really be doing it normally. We have to be doing it with pizzazz and with wow.
Wow.
And so we threw Lauren a baby shower in our friend Oren's backyard, which is full of like sculptures and art pieces and beautiful big plants and a garden where he grows food and a coop with chickens. One of the chickens in particular has been my favorite since she was a tiny baby. Her name is Tchotchke, and she is the only chicken that everyone can pick up. So people were picking up Tchotchke throughout the evening, which was like a fun element to the party. But we also hired a taco guy. You know the guys with the grills that come and grill a bunch of meat? It was incredible. And we had an ice cream sundae bar, and all was well, and beautiful flowers. And Lauren didn't want like games, like baby shower games. She just wanted a party. And so we had thrown that party. But we told her, stick around because at 7 p.m., there was a special surprise.
You told her to stick around at her own baby shower.
We said,
stick around.
We said,
girl.
Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
After this break,
stay right there.
And so at 7 p.m., all the people at the party were standing around drinking margaritas and eating their tacos and chilling and listening to music. And all of a sudden walks in the hottest. Well, let me just reveal to you this. We hired a magician. And that was not a surprise to me. I knew we had hired a magician.
But it was a surprise to Lauren.
Was a surprise to Lauren and everyone else. The surprise to me was that the magician was so hot. It was crazy.
Imagine, okay, here's also an element of the story. I'm still doing this job in San Diego, so I had to miss my own baby's shower to be at a rehearsal for a thing. So I had to miss the baby shower. And then I find out that they hired a magician. I'm like, that's hilarious. Love that. That's so much fun. Then I see photos and videos of my wife being wowed by this magician who is so hot.
And normally, normally I would say, don't worry about it, Gabe. He's a magician. But she fell for your ass.
I know. See, that's the thing that's scary
about it. Problem,
because that's the problem.
Normally I would be like, worry about it, because ultimately he's a magician.
He's a magician. But then even worse, she's already married to keyboard comic.
Right, totally.
Which
so this is really
trash,
bad for you because
trash
he was
garbage.
Way hotter than you'll ever be, if I'm being honest.
Ugh.
Do you want to lament?
I probably should. Thought I had a chance with my own wife. Hey, thought I had a chance with her for life. Hey, but then I went away for work just to try to reach my dreams or whatever. Yeah. And I found out that my own sister and my own mother hired a magician for the party. I thought, no problem, I've got plenty on this guy. I'm tall, I'm cool. I'm kind of fun to be around.
He was taller and cooler and funner than you.
And then I found out that he was hot and he had a beard, so I got outdone by a magician.
What's worse is he actually showed up to your baby shower, something you didn't even do.
I didn't even go to my own baby shower, and then some magician came and took my wife away from
me. Wow,
that's
not exactly
he
what
said,
happened.
He said, alakazam, oh. Now she's mine.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah, some magician came to my baby shower and took my wife away. Abracadabra, I got her heart. Alakazam, she's mine now. Abracadabra, I got her heart.
Oh, my gosh.
Alakazam, she's mine now.
To be fair, Gabe, this musician was married and his wife was in attendance, and I believe they even have children.
Magician.
Okay.
Those of you watching and listening will maybe just have noticed a cut in the audio and the video, and here's why. As we said earlier in this episode, we're visiting our grandparents. We're here in Palm Springs,
California. The desert, and we're by a pool.
And our fourth sibling, Annie, who doesn't want to be a part of this, did in fact just start sunbathing right behind the camera and was cheeks out on the camera.
Ass to the lens.
As much as we'd love
to show you guys that, we had a quick discussion about our demographic and decided that there was almost no crossover between people who wanted to see that and people who enjoyed the song Gabe just made up.
Yeah. I'm not sure anybody enjoyed the song or the cheeks. So maybe we should move forward.
Maybe we should move forward to something you might enjoy, which is a story about something I did earlier today. I had a really hard work week. Perhaps the hardest of my life. I pulled an all-nighter on Wednesday. And I came home.
You have
and
a bug in your bangs.
Bug
nice.
In the bang.
Sorry.
Bug
start. In the bang. Start. Oh.
Bug in the bang. Bug in the bang. Sitting in the desert with a bug in the bang. Coke in your mouth. Hat
turned
sideways.
Hat on the ground. What is that? That's an old
Pants
YouTube video. Pants on the ground.
It was from American Idol, back when American Idol was like a thing. Anyway, I pulled an all-nighter on Wednesday. I had multiple flights. I had multiple late nights of working. I started my period this morning. I threw a party with a magician. I went out on Friday night ill-advisedly. And I arrived to the desert with quite a bit of exhaustion built up. And I was assigned the spot on the couch to sleep, which means I stayed up late and woke up early and woke up in the middle of the night with a dog who was barfing. If you ask my aura ring, my resilience is the lowest it's ever been, ever. As long as I've been capturing data. But it feels like ever. Today I thought, I'm going to go out and lay by the pool. So I put on my bathing suit, and I took a step to walk outside to finally relax after months and months of 80-hour work weeks. And then
Allie ran into the glass sliding door, smashed into the glass sliding door. We were all in the living room, smashed into the glass sliding door, face first, left a smear. It was one of the best things that has happened to the brothers.
It was so shocking. I was just
absolute face oil on the glass sliding door.
Not the face
Shabam.
Oil on the glass sliding door.
Fully hockey checked herself into the boards.
I thought it was open. I'm so tired right now, you guys. I can barely see. I was just walking. So I walked full steam ahead straight into some glass. And it's a sliding door that's been there for the entirety of the time I've known this house.
Yep, the whole time.
And it's not like incredibly squeaky clean. And not only that, but my dad was in a meeting in the room that I like smashed into.
And, oh, yeah.
And he was stunned.
I shook him out of his Zoom.
So stunned by the loud noise. Anyway.
That brought more joy, more delight to me and Grant.
Yeah, guys,
than
talk
anything.
About what it felt like to be in the room and witness that.
Well,
because you could have been anywhere in the house at that time.
Totally agree.
But God, by the grace of God,
totally
you were
agree.
Right behind me.
And what a gift it was, because you didn't have to do that.
Right.
And what a gift it was to us. It's such a little treat.
No, I didn't have to do that. And I'd like to go on record as saying I didn't even mean to.
Yeah, I hear you. But for me, that's like, it's a celebrity sighting. It has a brightness to it in the day.
Right.
And it's one of those things that you forget about right away, but then later on right. in the day you go, oh my God, I saw Orlando Bloom.
Right.
In the
right.
same way right. that I was like, oh my
so
God.
So later today you're going to be like.
Face smash in the glass.
Remember when Allie smashed into the glass like a stupid bird.
Yeah. It was a delight.
Yeah.
Absolute cracked the beak on the glass.
Well,
bro.
You're welcome, you guys, for doing that. Who knows what other shenanigans I'll get into while I'm this exhausted. Who knows what I'll say on this podcast while I'm feeling this way.
I am curious about something, you know, I have a lot of sympathy for you for smashing into the glass. I really feel like you know, I know
just
you had such a long week and you had such a busy situation
just
and I was thinking about you all week while you had such a hard work week.
No,
and
weren't.
So
no,
I just
he wasn't. He was thinking about himself.
I just was really thinking about you, and I'm sorry for laughing about you smashing your face in the glass. Anyway, unrelated, can we do the ranking of the brothers?
Play me in. One this week, someone in the pool just went woo.
Woo. Who is it? That's so funny. That's so
woo-hoo.
Funny.
Number one this week absolutely has to be Grant because he
what? He hasn't contributed in 25 minutes of podcasting, and you're just gonna let him be number one, bro?
Well, it's he lugged all this stuff out here.
So did I. Well, he had more to do.
Yeah, he had more to love.
Anytime I feel like I'm dipping my toes in, I work anywhere near as hard as Grant on this podcast, I immediately dip my toes and it feels like lava. And I go, ooh.
Right, and you go, ooh, that was embarrassing.
That was wrong of me to even get anywhere near that territory.
That was embarrassing because Grant does everything. You know, I was out the other night with some friends and I was like, do you guys want to do brunch tomorrow? 11 a.m.? Like, let's have brunch, whatever.
Yeah.
And one of my friends looks at me and she's like, no, I've got to record with Grant tomorrow morning. And I was like, Grant Gibbs?
Huh?
And she was like, I'm going over to Grant's. We're recording some things. And I'm like, this man is booked and busy.
You getting other gigs, bro? You got other gigs?
You have other gigs besides us?
Heck? Not podcast. Other stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. He's famous to
be
us.
Be more specific.
He's famouser than us.
I'm helping. Oh, wait. Let me. Hold on.
No one's asking me to talk on their podcast, so there's that.
Hold on. Where is it? Oh, I'm helping with...
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, the thing that happened just now
and
was
you
just beeped it
do so?
And didn't tell us what the name is. So, so that doesn't help. So all you did was just beep, and now we don't know any different information than before. There was just a beep, but you didn't say the name.
That sensor was for you too.
Oh, you didn't want
you
me
don't
to,
get
know.
To know.
Okay.
But are you getting paid with said mysterious project?
Yeah, they're paying me like an hour.
He's making money. So we've been getting DMs saying that the ladies love Grant for some reason. It's honestly kind of blowing my mind, but I'm so happy for you, Grant, that people love you. Do you think people are going to think it's hot and cool that you're making extra money?
I think the people that think that I don't want to be around.
Whoa. He's not trying to attract money chasers. He's not looking for money chasers.
You don't think it's hot when someone makes money?
I'm trying to find people were sending us lovely.
No, not really.
Don't? If someone was like, yeah, I make a lot of money doing what I do, you wouldn't be like, sick?
That doesn't make me more attracted to them.
Interesting.
Okay, well,
that may or may not be a cool thing about them. That may be a negative about them, frankly.
I know. Men are weird when women make money, actually.
No. I'm talking about men or women. I'm talking about...
just behaviorally?
If a dude is talking about that he makes a lot of money doing whatever.
Well, if a dude is bragging, yeah. No,
or if a woman is bragging.
Totally. It depends on the delivery of it. But I'm just saying the knowledge that someone makes a lot of money, that doesn't do anything for you. If they were really humble about it. If you just so happen to see over their shoulder at their... sheet of paper that said their salary and their general assets.
Mine's in my wallet at all times. Right. My sheet of paper that says all my
the
salary,
summary of
my
your,
salary, my
of
assets.
Net worth.
Yeah.
That
you have to have it in your wallet.
That would not make me want to date someone more or less.
Really?
Hmm.
No.
Hmm. Even with how expensive rent is, even with how expensive eggs
even
are,
even with inflation, even with the
eggs,
tariffs,
even tariffs, you wouldn't want. You wouldn't want a shawty with some extra cash.
The only
shawty with some extra cash.
Because it's not worth it if she's annoying or something.
Okay,
but
let me give you this.
Well, I was gonna tell you my baseline. I just if they can support themselves, that's where I need to be at.
Yeah. A shawty
with some extra cash.
Because
you don't want to be supporting someone.
Shawty
with some extra cash.
Hey. A shawty with some extra cash. Did you just bleep her out?
She buy you your coffee this time. A shawty.
Yeah, yeah. She got a nicer car than you. A shawty.
And she bring you on her motorboat. Shawty.
She the one who got a house now, Shawty.
And she buy you some caviar for dinner,
Shawty.
Shawty, Shawty. So you're not into that?
You don't want caviar for dinner, bro?
No, just don't be a bum. That's my only kind of baseline.
Yo,
you know what, Grant?
That's actually pretty good.
You know what Grant's basically saying?
Yeah.
Play me in. No, I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy, can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's dad, trying to holler at me.
You know?
Listen, do I ever. Can I say, that song came out when I was in like second grade, and I remember because Destiny's Child was like the most fire thing, still is the most fire thing
Isn't
ever.
Is that Disney Child or is that TLC?
Oh, it's TLC.
Wow. Clip it. She thought TLC was Destiny's Child. She thought TLC was Destiny's Child. Don't know your girl groups. You don't know your girl groups. Don't know the groups of the girl. Don't know the groups of the girls.
That absolutely has to get cut out.
It will not.
It will.
I don't... Scrub is a guy who thinks he's fly. Okay. Let's but keep it genderless.
Also known as a
Buster. Buster. Just sits on his broke ass. So now. Yeah.
Anyway, what I was gonna say earlier.
Say it.
That song came out when I was in like the second grade and I was
age yourself. Ugh.
And I was like in my like wearing my backpack with my little headphones on being like I don't want no scrub. I was like, you tell them girls.
Did you have it on a Hit Clips?
Did I have it on a Hit Clips? No, I don't think I'm
Hit Clips.
I think I had it on a Nano.
I'm not sure we had Hit Clips. What was our first
My neighbor had Hit
Clips. What was our first MP3? You know what my first MP3 player was?
It wasn't an Apple MP3 player. I remember you got it for Christmas. It was like it looked like a little thumb drive.
Okay, yes. Yeah. No, but that was, there was a tiny...
And that was when I learned what one was. Because you asked for one for Christmas, and I was like, what is that?
But my first one was Max Braun.
Okay.
a neighbor across the street. Shout out Max Braun. Shout out the Bronze. Shout out that above ground pool, bro. Yeah. That thing ripped, dude. That thing any pool, rocked.
Any pool rips.
Oh, a pool in your neighborhood. Oh. Hey, thank you for the heavy lifting that one family in everybody's neighborhood who had a little pool did. Oh, thank you for the heavy lifting because we all came your way.
Can I say right behind you, I can see Pup-Up's bald head. Absolutely frying in the sun.
Oh my gosh.
It looks weird.
Our dad's dad, our pup-up, he's looking red, a little
bald head.
Just looking a little red.
We gotta get that man out of the desert sun. I think the UV's like 10
beat
right
red,
now.
Bald head.
Oh.
You got that beat red, wait. Beat red, bald head. Hey.
He got that beat red, bald head.
Hey.
Gotta sunscreen that.
That boy sizzle in the sun. He not having much fun. If it gets worse, he'll have to get his gun.
Oh, no.
And commit.
Hold on. Careful.
Treason with this beat red bald head.
Yay.
Treason. Beat red bald head.
Hey. I'm literally going to look up the UV.
My first ever MP3 player, Max Braun, had a broken old Napster. Napster had an MP3 player
UV
that they
six.
Had.
He should be okay.
All right, he's all right. Napster had an old, they came out with MP3 players of their own for a second,
yeah.
And it was broken and would only play some Weezer. Do you want to destroy my sweater?
Oh, yeah.
Pull this thread as I walk away.
Oh, as I walk away.
That was your job.
I don't really know that song, but it sounds awesome.
You don't know Weezer?
That's such a beautiful... I know Weezer, but
I don't
know that
song. Do you know the lead singer? The lead singer of Weezer's name? I'm going to get this wrong. I'm pretty sure it's Rivers Cuomo. Isn't that fire?
That's a man's name.
Rivers Cuomo.
That's amazing. I'm going to tell you the only song I remember ever having on a MP3. Okay, fine. I'll wait for you.
No, go. Uh-huh.
I only ever had one MP3, and then I think I went to iPod or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, with the screen.
It is Rivers Cuomo.
And whoever gets the song that I'm about to sing first gets
oh, I like
100
this.
Points.
Oh, I like
oh
this segment.
Gosh,
this
yay.
Is a good segment.
Okay,
this is a good segment.
Okay.
Wait. What's the setup again? I was a little tuned out looking up Rivers Cuomo.
It's the song he remembers having on an MP3.
The only one he remembers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before you got an iPod.
And I need song title and band.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Misery Business.
That took me way too long because I've been listening to that song lately.
I'm in the business of misery. Dude.
It still slaps. We listen to it in the car all the time, me and my friends.
It still hits.
What?
Okay, is this what it feels like? Like, you know when we were little and everyone was like, all the parents were like talking about music that they love and they're like, it's still so good. And we were all like,
for everyone.
And we were all like, yeah, okay. There are a few, like Bohemian Rhapsody, that one slapped then, still slaps.
Do you think Misery
Business? Do you think Misery Business is Bohemian Rhapsody level good? Is Misery Business Bohemian Rhapsody of our time?
It's so apples and oranges.
Oh my gosh. Play the game on the podcast. Try the question.
I'm investing in the question. I'm investing in the question by answering it thoughtfully.
Okay. Respect.
It's so apples and oranges because Bohemian Rhapsody is obviously like way more theatrical than Misery Business and they serve different purposes, much different purposes.
More theatrical?
Bohemian Rhapsody, yeah.
I'm in the business. She's got a body like an hourglass. Let's take it from the top.
No.
You know, bro.
Like a
you
clock,
know what is
taking like a clock, yeah. Dude.
You know what's Gen Z's Bohemian Rhapsody?
Huh?
I got hoes calling.
No, that's not true.
Why not?
Yes, it is. 100%.
You think that's Gen Z's Bohemian Rhapsody?
Sound off in the comments. Are you kidding me,
no
bro?
Dude.
Every football game, every sports event that's ever happened, that song's played. Every party that ever happened
you're
prior to 2021, that
song
played.
Wait. I think that's Gen Z's. I think that's Gen Z's Mr. Brightside. I'm coming out of my jealousy.
Okay, sure. Coming.
So what is
what?
So,
same.
So then what are we classifying the Bohemian Rhapsody?
That's what I'm saying is apples and oranges. That's why I'm like, Bohemian Rhapsody serves a different purpose than Misery Business
what
and that whatever
Rhapsody,
you're just saying.
What does Bohemian Rhapsody serve? What purpose does it serve?
Bohemian Rhapsody to me falls under the same category as like Sweet Caroline.
In what way?
Okay.
Wait. You mean then, tonally, or you mean how it lives in culture?
How it lives in culture, like everyone sings along and does this, like oh ha ha ha,
isn't
type
it,
thing.
Isn't it crazy that Sweet Caroline has now turned into sporting events? Sweet Caroline, and everyone's going. Ba, ba, ba.
Right.
That is
kind of
crazy.
When you put on Bohemian Rhapsody, people sing it like that. When you put on Misery Business, people rock out, but they're not doing what they're doing when they hear Bohemian Rhapsody.
But I do feel like you get the same, you know, in
right, there's a moment of rocking
part,
out. There's a moment of rocking
out. That part
out.
Does feel like Misery Business to me where you're like, ooh, I'm in.
There's definitely a bug in my shirt.
It finds, you mean spiritually? Or you mean
no, there's
literally.
Always a bug in my shirt spiritually. But literally, I think there's a
bug in
my
your
shirt.
Shirt.
Bug
I felt
under
it
your
on
skin,
my
bug
chest.
Under your skin, bug under your
bug
skin.
Bug under my skin, make it simpler, make it simpler.
Make it simpler, make it simpler, make it simpler, make it simpler.
I don't
it
see simpler, it, and simpler. I presume it's made a home in there. Do we have ticks in the desert?
I don't know.
Listen, if a bug wants to live in my shirt, I welcome it. During the pandemic in the year 2020, there was a spider that lived in a plant by my window, and I named it and I hung out with it.
What was his name?
I was lonely. Can't remember his name, to be honest with you, which is sad. He's probably dead by now, I have to imagine. It's been 5 years.
How long do spiders live?
Not 5 years.
Is it like a month? Wait. STEM podcast for a second. How long do spiders live, for real?
How
take
long
a guess.
Do spiders live
take
for
a
real?
Guess.
Okay.
Grant, everybody take a guess. I'm going to say it in my head.
It depends on the spider. What kind of spider are we talking about?
House spider.
What is that
What is
mean?
A house spider?
Guy that lives in your house. It's like a no worries kind of guy.
That sounds like a roommate you've been trying to get rid of.
It's a house spider. Yeah. No, like a no worries kind of guy. A no worries kind of
no
spider.
Worries kind of
I'm
guy.
A no worries kind of guy. What kind of spider are you talking
okay,
about?
I don't mean a black widow and I don't mean a tarantula.
Okay.
I mean a house spider.
How long does a daddy long legs live?
No, daddy long legs
I'm
going
to say 8 weeks.
No, up to a year. Daddy long legs up to a year.
Daddy long legs and other, like you have to... Okay, it's loading. It's loading. Everything you need to know about...
Can I say something about time being relative?
Wow. Okay. What did you say?
8 weeks.
Put it in the mic, please.
8 weeks.
Thank you. Grant, what did you say for a daddy long legs?
Up to a year.
Daddy long legs can live up to a year.
Yay, yay,
that's surprising to me. That's a long time. Can I say, though, when you think about time being relative and the size of a daddy long legs, you know, okay, so let me say this, and this is going to be about physics or maybe quantum mechanics. Do you know, like, when you see...
You started this with, when you think about the size of a daddy long legs and...
Okay.
Time being relative?
Yeah. When you're watching a movie and you're watching the POV of a fly or a bug, it's like you're the fly or the bug.
I'm really trying to be with you. Keep going.
The people around the bug are moving really slowly. Like when someone swats at a fly in a movie, the fly's like
zoo, 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 zoo.
And the person's like whoosh, type of thing.
Yeah.
So presumably, time is moving slower for the bug because of its size and speed.
Meaning they're experiencing what would feel like
right
a human
double
lifetime.
Right. So, right, which is my point. Like, is a daddy long legs year actually 80 years in people years and size?
Like how when you leave a dog alone, it feels like they haven't seen you in like 10 days
no.
when it's been 3 hours or whatever?
Not like that. Well, okay, a
okay,
little
like
that.
That.
A little like that, a little like that.
So if you had a depressing week or year, I had a daddy long legs week or a daddy long legs year.
Oh, a daddy long
Wait,
legs
sorry,
year.
Wait, sorry, what's the depressing
It's the
of
year
it
of the long da-da.
Oh, sorry. So You're thinking like, why the long face, daddy long leg?
No.
Walk us through it.
No, you're when you're depressed and time is moving slowly and it feels like
time
this will
is moving
forever.
Slow.
Oh, yes. This week was dada.
This week was dada long legs.
Yeah.
This week had long legs.
This week was longy dada.
This week was longy dada.
It does feel admittedly thin, but I'm very on board. Longy dada. Oh man,
because
this week for me was.
This week for me was longy dada. For real.
It was longy dada.
For real.
For real longy
dada. I've never actually had a longy dada a week in my life.
It was all eight legs for me this week.
It was
longy dada. I needed somebody to put me in a cup and take me outside, bro. It was longy dada. It for real was longy dada.
What's great about this is that this whole theory started on a scientific fact that I made up and has made less and less sense as we go along.
And then circled back to a lot of sense. Longy dada doesn't make sense on paper. Spiritually, makes a lot of sense.
Totally. So I would have liked to have been taken into a cup and shot out back as well this week.
Absolutely, bro. Slide some paper under me, put a Dixie cup on top of me, take me outside and never let me back in. Oh.
Gabe's about to be a longy dada in about 5 weeks.
About to be a longy dada. That baby's about to come. Y'all.
We're not calling any one person longy dada. That's
do not
horrible.
Do what you're doing. Do not do what you're doing below camera. I have to tell the people because this is unacceptable. Allie, okay, you have to watch these episodes, you guys. You have to watch and listen to these episodes. There is a cup with a built-in straw in it.
I want to take a nap so bad.
There's a cup with a built-in straw in it below camera, off, out of frame. And I just saw Allie grab the straw with her toes. She grabbed the straw with her toes.
Okay, we've honestly never struggled more than we're struggling today.
We're very podcast or die in this group. We are podcast or die, and today it's die.
We've lost one.
We've had to cut because Annie's absolute ass cheeks were out in the frame, so we had to cut around that.
And we just had to cut because our camera overheated, and then in the moment of that, Grant threw out his back, and now he's laying down inside. So goodbye, Grant.
And honestly,
all the ladies
honestly,
who love Grant, I'm sorry. You can turn this off here. He's not going to be a part for the rest back. Of the 5 minutes of
Here's
this
the thing.
Episode.
Grant is a tough guy, actually. He definitely
Grant
isn't
is a tough guy, actually.
He's really, really tough guy, actually. But this
Grant
time
is
he's
a tough
not.
Guy, actually.
He's kind of having a situation. He's really having a situation in there. He really is. I went in there and he didn't move off the couch.
Oh, no.
Poor Bubba. And that doesn't happen to him usually.
Well,
that happens to me.
I did call him a wimp yesterday.
I'm dramatic. I'm
I did
dramatic.
Call him
I'm
a wimp
wimpy.
Yesterday because he was like, my back's hurting. And I was like, okay. And
it
was
so
like,
it's been since yesterday?
Yeah. He's like, it's probably because I've been in the car so much lately. And
yeah.
I was like, you
I don't
baby.
Know about that.
Maybe he's under a lot of stress.
I was kind of liking this earlier.
Well, we're never going to have another opportunity to talk about Grant while he's not here. So what do we want to say about Grant to close out the show?
That he works so much harder than us on this podcast.
No, I know that.
He really does.
But we've already said that in front of him. Let's say something hilarious about Grant while he's not here.
Grant was...
Grant? Oh, I got it. Grant used to wear headgear in middle school.
That was
oh,
me.
No, wait, that was Gabe. Oh, okay.
Damn.
Let me think of one.
Roasted me. One time you told that to this babysitter that I thought was cool and pretty.
Yeah, Carly Green, I remember.
No, it was Carly Green's friend.
Oh, whatever.
I don't remember
oh,
what
I got
her
one,
name
I got
was
one.
Or what she looked like.
Grant was pantsed at track and he cried.
That was also me.
Oh, shoot. Oh, okay. Oh, no, I'm going to think of one.
I get what the bit is now.
I'm going to think of one.
I get
Grant,
what the bit is now.
Oh, I got it.
I see what the
Grant,
bit is.
Grant went many thousands of dollars in debt for a theater degree.
Yeah, that's also me. Anything else that Grant did that you'd like to make fun of him for while we're at it?
Grant's in a musical right now for his job.
That's also me, unfortunately. That's also
anyway.
Me. Yeah.
Anyway.
One time Grant had some kid dump lemonade out on his head and
you have the bit wrong because you're supposed to do it about me and then I have to be like, oh, that was me.
Oh, I thought it was just pile on Gabe.
No. Well, it's pile on Gabe because you weren't fighting back.
Oh.
Gross.
Oh, got it. Okay. All right. One time.
Don't you dare.
I didn't. I would never dare. I wouldn't dare.
Anyway.
Friends, thank you for joining us on this chaos episode.
This is a chaos episode, and I would like to make a promise right now that I'm certain we can't keep, and that is that we'll calm down soon.
We will not calm down soon.
But for right now...
Thank you for joining us in the desert.
We're on the road. We're in the desert.
And hey, I got a freaking DM from a couple of people that said, we like that you say thank you to us at the end of the episode.
Oh, really? Okay, fine. Then I'll let you do it. It just feels
thank
like
you, but
so...
But also, I do think it's the bit is nice for when you try to...
It takes too long.
Yeah, you can stop me, but...
Passing you our sunshine. Wherever you are, I hope you have sunshine. And if you don't, we'll give you some.
We'll give you some. Truly, thank you for listening to this podcast. We genuinely are having fun making it, even though it is like... Making a podcast with three people's schedules who all have full-time other jobs is quite hard, but we're very thankful that y'all listen to it. We have a lot of fun. We hope that the nonsense fills your week with nonsense because there's a lot of...
Hey.
Yeah?
Send well wishes to Grant, who may never stand again.
He may never stand again. He may never walk again, but he certainly will podcast again.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening. Do we need to leave anybody with any last wishes?
Bye-bye.
Oh, just bye-bye.
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 Bye.
Yeah.
We gotta go.